Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. It's almost like old school now, because we're here. That's a big thing. And joining us like we do in the old school days, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to be back with you. Thank you for inviting me back on.
Absolutely. So you probably have had a few things going on. What is new?
Just bad planning first thing Monday afternoon. My mistake. Occasionally I'll help people do some teaching in the evening, and if you and I can't reschedule, I just have to wait a week before I'm able to get back to you. We've both been, you know, we lead busy lives.
Well, that's just the way it works sometimes. Now, I know you've written many things. See, and this is, I used to use Rob's stuff for show prep because he comes on the show once a week now, I just let him come and talk about it. And I know you've written many self-defense gun stories. So I know you've got a lot to talk about.
I've got a couple of those. And I heard Dean talk about it a few hours ago on your show. There was that new study that came out. Rather than making telephone interviews, this one was done online. I went back and I tried to dig through my old emails where you had a request to participate, and I think I deleted it on purpose, thinking back, because I thought any online survey is really trying to sell my preferences to someone. I've been reaching out to some sociologists I knew to try and find out how you can correct for that personality bias, because they'll ask you in this survey, later they'll ask how many guns do you have you ever defended yourself, etc., but they'll ask you some test questions, the equivalent of how many bicycles do you own a bike, because they know, because they can get bike sales records, how many of you ride a bike, how many of you play golf. But then when they say, how many shoot firearms for fun? Are you a gun owner? And as obvious and straightforward as that sounds, there are a number of people, if you think back as you grew up in your house, your roommate might have had a gun in the home for self-defense, but he was counting on your gun. So it's very hard to get really good data. When that data just came out, it turns out the week before, I'd gone through what I thought of as the firearms world by the numbers. I'd like to go through that a bit with you now, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Well, let's look at each one of these numbers, because a number is almost meaningless until we put it in perspective. In this year, Bill, and this number jumped a bunch, almost 50% from just a few years ago, they talk about the civilians, guys like you and I, not the military, not police, buying 12 billion firearms cartridges in 2021. Seems like a lot. 32 million cartridges used for fun every day.
I did the breakdown once. I don't know if you remember. Maybe it was 2013 when Department of Homeland Security was buying all this ammo. And I did the breakdown of what this works out to per Department of Homeland Security agent. And those numbers add up really quick to a really astronomical number. But, I mean, ammunition and shooting is a... You got to shoot lots of bullets to be pretty good at shooting from time to time.
In this case, we forget the denominator. That's all of 36 cartridges per person an entire year. 3 cartridges a month. And that sort of explains why, we've got this huge surge, millions of new shooters, and they're having a hard time getting ammunition. It also says, when someone says, guns are just used for killing, you go, darn, we're crazy shots. We'd kill more people if we shot straight up in the air and didn't aim. We're fantastically law-abiding. We're fantastically careful. The next number, and the new study argued this, you and I have heard a number like 434 million firearms in civilian hands. The new study said it was the high 300 million.
Yeah.
And I'll let that slide. I'll say that's the same number because most guns are never used for criminal violence. In fact, they just sit there in storage. What seems so funny about all that to me is if somebody says, I'm going to go round up the guns. Dude, you can't round up a ballot. You can't round up illegal aliens that we know are criminals. You can't round up poop. And you tell me you're going to find more guns than there are people in the United States. I just have to laugh at you and go, will you tell me where you're getting those drugs? Because it's not making sense to me. I found that there were about 42% of us. That's from a Pew Research poll. This new online survey came up with 38. Again, I'm going to say, 4 out of 10. Let it roll. The differences are small enough. It tells us that gun ownership's really common. It was fascinating, Bill, to look at that online poll because they broke out the numbers by state. Oddly enough, when you think about it, no. Texas and Pennsylvania were not the top, not even top one or two. New York and California were the top one or two because gun ownership is common, even in the most Democrat, liberal-controlled states. We forget that we're a 55-45 at most country. Isn't that fascinating? I forgot that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many data points out there that, I mean, sometimes they do slip your mind.
Well, we think California's anti-gun. No, it's not. There are millions upon millions of gun owners in California. Likewise, New York State, Massachusetts, Delaware, Rhode Island, New Jersey. But they're oppressed. Gun ownership is common. To me, this is fascinating because it tells me what I forgot. Now, these numbers agree. You know, Dean's come up with numbers. John Locke's come up with numbers. This online poll, Pew Research, collect. Yep, about 20 million of us have our permit. And now, more than ever, we're carrying in constitutional carry states. When we come back, I want to talk about that because there was an example that I just loved to pieces.
Okay.
Should we press on or get ready to jump into the next?
We got about 35 seconds.
I came up with a number of 1.5 million concealed carry. CLEC comes up with 2 million. This online survey said 1.3 million per year. Oddly enough, when they asked the question, they said, how many of you defended yourself? And then they got this large number. Then they sort of said, well, how long have you been alive to use the denominator? They didn't ask, did that happen within the same year? Because events like that are so bright in our memory. Gosh, was it 2 years ago or only 10?
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Speaking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, after a drought, as we've been dealing, I've been dealing with doctor's appointments for my wife, and what else has been skittering across your viewport, sir?
Again, it's not as boring as statistics. Do you remember the lies we were told about Texas? Texas passed constitutional carry, one of the larger states to do so, and the sky was going to have red sunsets, just reflection from all the blood that was running through the streets. You'd need to wear cowboy boots even in Austin, not just to be Gucci, but because there was going to be all that violence that 3 weeks ago started and has never happened at all. Nada. You can hear a pin drop, and there are no apologies. Let me quote the mayor of Houston. Quote, "I'm very concerned that the state of Texas loosened gun laws, especially during a time of increased gun violence. Many Texans prize their Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment doesn't provide for the right of reckless endangerment." Bill, I think I had to get a handkerchief. I was so moved. This dishonest, disrespectful. I need to keep you on the air, so I need to not say the next things that come to mind. Yeah. Politician is, in fact, putting people's lives at risk, telling us we'd be safer if we were disarmed, and he's risking lives to do it. And the media, thank you, Bill, for being on the show, being a voice of reason. The mainstream media refuses to call him out and expose his lies. He said the sky would fall. I'm looking up. It's still blue.
Yeah. Well, that whole thing about the skies falling and everything else.
Right.
You know, I sit there and I listen to the stuff they say. And quite honestly, I don't. Are they just that arrogant, or are they that forgetful, or do they actually believe that people watching believe that? Because whenever they're, most of the time when they're spewing this stuff, they're either in front of a bunch of people watching and it's a campaign, or they're right, pushing a piece of legislation, or it's in a hearing where you got people in there from both sides, supposedly. And if you have somebody from our side over there, most of the time they've come, you know, armed for bear with all of the possible stats that could be imagined, and they know exactly what the truth is. So, What is it you think? I mean, what is it makes them continue this? I mean,
I think, I have very strong opinions here. I wish I had facts. Tell me how to get them. I think those politicians, like the mayor of Houston, like the advocates for Giffords, know that the media will never come back and call them out. Bill, I'm so glad you let me on, but that news didn't come across ABC, NBC, MSNBC, certainly not, never CNN. And unfortunately, if you're just headline surfing, that's too much of what you see. So you only learn one side of the story. Oh, the media told me guns are bad. Did the media tell you that guns save lives too? Nope. I've got a gun save lives right in Chicago. If we have, yeah, we got 4 minutes, right?
Three.
Okay. This was just during our holiday. Two gang members. We aren't going to pretty that up. Walked up to a home. The upstairs and downstairs were rented. Different families. They walk in, they pretend to be utility men. They're wearing vests. In fact, they're robbers. One has a revolver, tells the homeowner, who has a baby in her arms, that she's being robbed. She screams. The downstairs tenant hears the scream. He has an Illinois FOID card. He comes up and sees the armed robbers holding his upstairs neighbor at gunpoint. He shoots the guy with the gun. The other robber, his brother, picks up the revolver, starts dragging his wounded brother out the front door. At this point, the downstairs neighbor comes up, now with his quote, semi-automatic rifle, an assault rifle, and stops the assault again. Unfortunately, all the occupant... Oh, by the way, the upstairs and downstairs...
Stops the assault.
Yeah.
I thought assault rifles assaulted. I didn't know they stopped the assault. So it's a stop the assault rifle.
It's the stop the assault rifle. Perfect.
Okay.
Both occupants in that hotel, again, or in that house, unrelated, both had FOID cards. Unfortunately, the upstairs occupant, when she's babysitting with a child in her arms, wasn't armed. Pogo, pants on, gun on. What drives me crazy is the sheriff's reporting there are death threats coming through Facebook. That doesn't violate community standards. So now somebody, thank goodness, put up a GoFundMe so that these folks can move out and get away from the gangs in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Of course, the two gangland brothers, they didn't bother to have FOID cards. Those gun laws don't stop criminals, but they disarm honest people. If I weren't so close to crazy, this might drive me over the edge. We'll talk about when we come back. Well, we've got enough. It's tragic. Again, what was it? 9 people died in Chicago. 67 were shot. More children were shot in Chicago this year and died than died of COVID across our entire country. So if we think COVID's dangerous, it's nothing compared to living in Chicago if you're a kid. Failed cities kill our children.
Failed blue cities.
Failed blue cities. Well, do we have failed? No, failed red. Yeah. Do we have failed red cities?
Well, I'm sure they have Republicans in some of them, but I don't think so. I don't think so to the degree that we have with the blue. I mean, the blue cities are just, they are the wild, wild west. I mean, no doubt about it.
Right. The biggest cities I know that run by a Republican would be Miami.
Yeah.
They've seen a crime increase, but nothing like this. Nothing like this.
Will you hang on? We're coming into the next break, and you can find... Well, we'll tell you where to find Rob's stuff. Rob is a writer and a podcaster. So that means he does the written word, and he does the audio. And quite the 1-2 punch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A border crossing between Texas and Mexico is reopening after a migrant camp of nearly 15,000 mostly illegal Haitian immigrants were cleared out. The Del Rio port of entry opening to cargo traffic on Monday, while it did open to pedestrian and passenger traffic Saturday. As part of the Senate's human infrastructure bill, President Biden wants to add 80,000 IRS agents. Louisiana Republican Representative Steve Scalise tells Fox Business this is part of a larger effort to raise taxes.
Do you really think they're going to be there to help you mow your lawn or clean your house or just to raise your taxes? Of course, that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be raising more taxes from hardworking families making well below $100,000 a year.
Banks also forced to report transactions of over $600 to the IRS. USA Radio News. Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there, here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at.
President Biden has received a Pfizer booster shot. A masked-up Biden receiving his third shot on camera during an event at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and tell everybody how to find you real quick before we get too deep into the
Yeah, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog, the writing that Bill mentioned, is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. That comes out once a week. Bill, ready to dig in and look at the ugly realities behind the political rhetoric?
Absolutely. That's my thing.
That's my thing. Okay, last year, Philadelphia didn't have its most violent ever. 499 homicides in a year. This last weekend it had its 400th, so this year is looking to be really ugly. Everybody's making excuses. The police are saying, wait a minute, we arrest these guys, you turn them loose. The city attorney's saying, well, it's not my fault, you don't bring me enough evidence. When you actually take a look, the guy's not pressing forward with convictions. He has referred fewer people to federal prosecution than before. There are known bad actors. He could put them in federal courts where, if convicted, the minimums are 5 years for a lot of these gun, and the feds will not plea bargain a gun case down to a misdemeanor and 2 years probation. You're going to do some hard time. More importantly, you're going to get off the street. And again, the media doesn't bring up that sharp contrast between what politicians say and what they do. Let me take a Florida sheriff's statement as a 180-degree contrast. Over the last weekend, a sheriff's deputy was shot, and he wasn't killed yet. They're keeping him alive because they want to line up his organs for transplant. That's what he asked to have happen if he were killed. His attacker shot him, and as the deputy fell backward and rolled over, shot him in the back. He was first shot in the head. Here's what the sheriff said. If you see Mr. Patrick McDonald, the fugitive, break through your door, I hope you're armed, and I hope you blow him back out through the door if he targets your home. Oh, my. Oh, my. That's someone who said, I can't get there in time. You have to protect yourself and your family until I get there. There are violent people in our community, and I need your help. Huh. I don't hear any excuses. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, which jurisdiction is this in again?
Callahan, Florida. That was where the traffic stop occurred, where the deputy was shot. The sheriff's name is Leeper. What's the name of the county? Nassau County Sheriff.
Okay.
You know what? That doesn't sound ambiguous at all to me.
No.
That sounds like this sheriff definitely thinks that guns save lives. Well, okay, we have other sheriffs like that who fortunately are becoming political. Do you remember, and he was appointed, not elected, Detroit Police Chief James Craig?
Yep.
He officially announced that he's going to run for governor of Michigan. Oh, my gosh. Please replace Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons many voters, Republican and Democrat, find him so refreshing is that he's put down some of the political doublespeak. You don't wonder what Chief Craig thinks. He goes, I can't do everything. I wish I had the words to fix it. I don't. You're going to have to, you know, take care of some of these problems at a local level. Isn't it interesting to hear a governor who say, I'm only a governor, I can just pass laws, some of the things you're going to have to solve until we get there and can help later. Wow.
If that's the way it actually works out. Here's the problem. He was appointed as the police chief during the time when Detroit was
In receivership, yes.
In receivership. They'd gone through bankruptcy, they were in receivership, his budget was cut, his personnel was cut, all kinds of stuff was cut, so... He got out there and he did a bunch of public service announcements, Craig, saying, I can't get there quick enough. You guys are going to have to handle it. And, yeah, that is refreshing for any police chief to do that. But the problem is going to be, just like what it was with Trump. I mean, with Whitmer, I mean, they sort of stripped Whitmer of a few powers as governor. I don't know what... will be left in place when he gets there.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But, I mean, it would be great if he wins. But, I mean, is the Republican Party of Michigan behind him?
Fascinating. You mean, is the Republican political establishment? And you just brought up something I hadn't considered. Was the chief that straightforward saying, I can't do it all? Is that what you and I would say, a simple admission of fact? You need to protect yourself until Iraq, or was that a play for a bigger budget? I don't know.
I don't think he was trying to play. I think he was just facing reality. I mean, he had that. There was nothing there for him to work with while they were in the receivership. Everything was pretty much static, right?
Right. Asking for more money is going to be a hard sell when your city's bankrupt.
Yeah.
If we're looking at reality, he's 6 points ahead of Whitmer, 50.4 to 44.4.
Yeah. I don't know. He might do a Trump.
Are the Republicans in Michigan so foolish? Yeah, I'm trying to keep it polite, Bill. I apologize. That they would rather succeed with that they would be willing to succeed with a non-establishment candidate, or would they rather fail with one? Wow, we've certainly seen that on a national level.
Well, I mean, I don't think Trump lost the election. I think it was manipulated away from him. I think Trump is the model of things to be. I think Craig falls within that model, if you will. And if he wins, that'd be great. I would love to see him as the governor. I don't even know what political party he's affiliated with. Which one is he affiliated with?
He would run as he said. I'm running as a Republican.
Okay. That in and of itself would be a slap in the face of just about every Democrat out there. So. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. If you would, please, sir, before we do go, once again, just to reiterate and reinforce, would you tell everybody how to find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I also get to write the Armed Citizen Stories once a week on Ammoland, and thank you, Bill, for letting me here to talk with the ninjas.
Right.
I've missed this.
Yeah. Ninjas. The ninjas keep on giving. I get all kinds of informative tidbits from them all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of Salus, the militia line, reformation line, Providence. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Been speaking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We're going to do it one more time before we head into the next glorious hour. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to visit the left coast.
Oh my.
Oregon, tragically, passed a mandatory firearms safety bill, meaning if it's not on your hip, it has to be locked up. This is despite the fact that they had people come to the when the legislation was being reviewed in committee, they said, "Hi, my wife got beaten up, badly hurt, seriously frightened, still not really recovered, because she couldn't get the gun safe open in time." The alternative here, of course, is to put the gun on your hip. Oregon lets people get concealed carry permits. You can carry in your home. You can carry out of your home. I hope that it's not what the legislators intended. I understand that more adults will carry concealed in Oregon now. That they said, I know it gets tiring. I know sometimes it rubs. You can't wear the tight-fitting clothes you want all the time, but you can be armed. Rather have the gun locked up in a safe where you can't get it if you might need it. We're going to look back. I'm going to look back, Bill. I've written myself some notes. In a few months, just as we called out Texas for the doom and gloom they predicted when Texas got constitutional carry, I want to see if the crime rate drops markedly because we told the good guys to lock up their guns. I doubt it.
Probably will create a new type of person that gets victimized.
Tell me about it.
The safe storage victim.
Yeah.
Now does this mean in Oregon that since they passed that, they also did away with the Fourth and Fifth Amendments there as well. I mean, could they go in there unannounced to check compliance with this little edict of theirs?
I think the way it might be used is if you call the police to your home and they say, may we search, and your gun isn't locked up, you'll be fined. What we forget, you know, because you handle it every day, we think if you're not a gun owner, you never have to handle firearms laws. You forget that there are 23,000 firearms laws and regulations on the books already, that if criminals obeyed laws, if ink on paper would make us safe, we'd be there already.
Oh, yeah.
So they just invent another law and say, that's really going to make us safe. Vote for me. See, I did something. And you go, you mean the other 23,000 failed and this is the panacea that we've been looking for? No. But it'll get them some megabucks from Bloomberg. So it's tragic. I just hope... What would be fascinating, Bill, is to ask if holster sales go up at sporting goods store in Oregon in the next few months.
Well, I mean, it the thing is, like you just said, that if you called the police out to your house, they might ask to search your house. Now, if I call the police out to my house because somebody is out there, does this mean that this creates probable cause? If I've got a couple of kids out there with a hot rod doing donuts in my cul-de-sac and I call the cops to come look at that, have I created probable cause where they might need to search my house for anything?
It ought not. I am not a lawyer. I don't know case law in Oregon, but I can think of no other state, including Oregon, where that's true today. No. It shouldn't. Now, so let's put it in perspective. The CDC recorded a total of 386 accidental deaths from a firearm in the entire year. Okay. It's sad, but it's on the order of 4 of them every 3 days. But let's put that in perspective. We defend ourselves with a firearm thousands and thousands of times every day. So, which way is that trade going to go? Are we going to save a life a year and give up 20? That's not a good trade. We don't want to do that.
Well, that's a logical question you would ask. That's a logical question. The problem is they're not using this for logic, I think, sometimes. I know... Right. In some cases, that the end result is they just want to disarm us, for example.
Yep.
On the other hand, I also know that there's some people out there that foolishly believe that taking guns away from law-abiding people is going to make them safer.
Well, we just found out it wouldn't make them safer from accidents, because they're, thank goodness. I mean, each one's a tragedy. I'm not claiming these aren't a heartbreak. But 4 accidental deaths every 3 days. Now, you know what that doesn't tell us? I think it was less than 40 children a year. And by that, I was looking for children under 10 years of age, because I want to make sure I exclude gang members, are shot by accident. I think they call it negligent homicide. We've got many more killed by the gangbangers in Chicago. So if we encouraged armed defense in Chicago and gang crime were reduced, would we save more children? I think even in Chicago, that might be true. One thing that you and I hardly ever kill somebody with a gun. And by you and I mean legal gun owners. In the entire year, it was 244, less than one a day. But the cop dramas that we see would have you believe that legal gun owners are shooting people by accident left, right, and center. It's okay. Art imitates life, but not very well. Art imitates life, but not enough to make political policy. Wow. And I think, Bill, this might be true. More people are listening to cop dramas and watching them on TV than are listening to your show and getting the facts. And therefore, they're getting a really distorted view of what's real.
Well, the other thing that's happening now is some of these cop dramas are becoming woke.
How so?
Well, you know, they're starting to write their scripts based upon the narrative versus based upon anything fictional or anything else. And, you know, media in itself, most of entertainment media is becoming woke. And that's fine. I didn't watch it before it became woke, so I don't watch it now.
Right.
But I mean,
it now.
Yeah. The thing that for some of these people, this is going to be a reflection. Except the problem is that, like with late night TV, the other day they did climate night for all the late night TV, and most of the time, and historically, late night TV has been a reflection of what's going on in the United States.
Interesting.
I don't think America is preoccupied with climate change right now.
No.
So now what they're trying to do is they've switched from being a reflection to trying to be, you know, drawing a picture, drawing the narrative.
Right.
But we're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me back, Bill.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Coming up next from the truthaboutguns.com, we're going to catch up on the latest with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.